Thursday, July 9th, I spent the morning working on the mail, had lunch in my room with Linda, and then, because at breakfast, when I had shown Linda the invitation list to the three upcoming state entertainments, we had decided they had not adequately covered all the people that they should. I had a meeting in the afternoon at 5 o'clock with Walter, Bess, and Cliff about invitations to these three and to those in the future. A very productive hour session. It jogged us from our easygoing methods of what came without effort and made us remember outstanding citizens who had helped us or had relevance to the occasion. And then, at 6 o'clock, the main event of the day was Rebecca's party. I had told her I would like to have her ask all of her friends in for a drink, and she had accumulated a list of about 50. Mrs. Carr, her daughter Helen, my Spanish teacher, Elsa Lopez McGuire, Ava Gabor, and Jean-Pierre Armand. I do not know where she met them. An attractive Baines cousin named Kennison, who works here in some department. And I had asked Woody, who had worked with Bobbitt at KTBC. And then Bobbitt had some of his East Texas kinfolks, whom I was very glad to meet. And most especially, Anne Bird Nall and her husband. We met and visited and had refreshments in the Oval Room, and I made sure that anybody that was interested got to see the Lincoln Room and the Queen's Room. It was a very pleasant hour and a half, which I enjoyed, and I think meant something to a member of Lyndon's family, and that's something I'm always mindful of. Later, I called Abe Fortas because I had played back the record of November the 22nd, had gotten Ashton to transcribe it on the typewriter, and had made a few deletions. And I wanted to discuss it with him and put it in his hands so that he could turn it over to the Warren Committee. It is my best memory of what took place on that day. And the deletions were because I thought they were a little too personal for the people involved and did not change the tenor of the day. And I also called John Conley, who, bless him, is taking a trip across West Texas that seldom puts him within reach of a telephone. How marvelous to be in a part of the world where it's hard to come by a telephone. I called him at an airport. We went over the list of governors to get his advice on who would be important to ask to one of the three upcoming entertainments. I simply ignored a governor named John Conley because we've already asked him two or maybe three times. But he's not in the realm of those that you need to ask, not in my book. Then, very late, about 9:30 or 10, I had dinner with Lyndon. Exercises, I've been very faithful about them. This is my month off, and part of it's being spent working on becoming physically fit. I hope it begins to show. And early to bed.